Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
From KDKA Pittsburgh, I'm Paul Rasmussen. Here are the top stories we're following on Tuesday, May 14th. Another California jury finds the maker of the popular weed killer Roundup liable for damages to a couple who developed cancer. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
This is the third straight verdict to go against the Bayer company, which now owns the controversial weed killer. But many legal experts believe the $2 billion punitive award will be significantly reduced. The jury ruled that Roundup had been defectively designed and users of it were not warned of its potential cancer risk. There are thousands of other similar lawsuits awaiting trial.
Bayer announced in 2016 it was buying Monsanto, the maker of Roundup, for $66 billion. The Pittsburgh Public School Board held an emergency meeting Monday afternoon to discuss an unauthorized trip to Cuba taken by Superintendent Anthony Hamlet and four administrators. The group flew to Miami last month at district expense and from there were flown to Cuba, where they were guests of a district vendor for 2 days. Solicitor Ira Weiss tells KDKA-TV's Andy Sheehan the board is trying to determine if the trip violated policy on out-of-country travel and gifts from vendors.
I've been directed to conduct an investigation of all those issues, how the trip came to be, who paid for it.
The investigation could take a week or more. Not long ago, reports told motorists to expect gas prices to climb, especially in Allegheny County, where summer blend gas is now in season. But prices are actually down to between $3.05 and $3.09 a gallon. Countywide Petroleum's Don Bauer says petroleum inventories are up. So will the trend continue?
We'll see tomorrow more than anything because the federal inventories come out for the United States and we'll see where they are. If they're still up, then that means that the gasoline prices are still going to be moving down.
Bowers tells KDKA's John Shumway he's uncertain about inventories and prices. I'm Paul Rasmussen for KDKA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.